brother had a Fiat 500. He drove it everywhere. Used to break down from town to town. He didn't care. It was a Fiat 500. It was a Fiat 500.
I'm Ed Kershaw. I've been playing the sax on some of these songs. I'm not exactly sure the names of the ones I've been on, but we've had practice and we spent about 6 hours putting the tracks down.
Is this the first time you've done this for Loopy?
No, I think it's about the third or fourth time, I think.
It is, and what a fine fine job you've done it.
Thank you very much.
Oh, God, absolutely. Okay, so, Fiat 500 or a blue Cortina?
Oh, it'd be the Topolino any time, yeah.
It'd be the what, sorry?
Topolino.
The Topolino?
Yeah, is that the Fiat 500, Topolino?
It is. Ben knows more than I do.
Very early car.
Yeah.
So, the Fiat 500 then.
Yeah.
What was your first car?
A Land Rover.
Tell me more, how did that come about?
Well, I knew somebody who had a really old Land Rover they were using as a garden shed, and I wanted a car, and they said I could have this garden shed when I was about 16. And literally, there were pots of paint and chicken wire and all the rest of it in the back of it. About 2 years later, it came out of the garage as a roadworthy Land Rover, and I learnt to drive on it.
You were driving around in someone's shed?
Well, basically, yeah. Yeah, I took it all to bits, made it work, and turned into a sort of roadworthy Land Rover.
That's brilliant.
It's still on the road, actually, and that was 1980 or something when I got that on the road, and now it's still on the road.
That's quite impressive. Land Rover for your first car that was someone's shed. How many cars have you had since then?
Oh, God, I don't know. Something like 15 or 20.
Really?
Yeah. I've had Range Rovers, Rovers, Triumphs, all sorts of things. My favourite car of all was a Mark II GTI. It was quick and it was fun. It's because it was so light that it was so much good fun.
And if you had lots of money, what would your ideal car be?
I think I'd have the car I have now. I don't think loads and loads of money would make me have a different car. I can't think of a car I see on the road that I think, ooh, I'd love one of those. Ferraris, Aston Martin, stuff like that, they just don't do it for me. I'd have an aeroplane, but, yeah.
Ed, thank you very much indeed.
All right, it's a pleasure.